update. This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
So we'll start this week with Pauline Hanson, who I think even in New Zealand we all sort of know who she is, and she's back in the news. This week she's sparking fury with claims the domestic violence victims are lying to the family court.
She's said that because she has sort of been put in charge by Scott Morrison for this new parliamentary inquiry into the family court system, which is an issue that had been pushed by her, and now she's on the co-chair of that committee. It'll be an inquiry that goes for the next 12 months. And she has said to ABC's RN Breakfast, speaking about this recent announcement, about this inquiry, and she said that, let me find the quote exactly because I don't want to paraphrase because it's almost too unbelievable. So she said, I'm hearing of too many cases where children or parents, I should say, are using domestic violence to stop their other partners from seeing their children. And then she was asked if she was then claiming that these were false claims of domestic violence, and she said, most definitely, yes, and then refused to show any evidence to back up her claim. And that's because the evidence and the facts are that one Australian woman a week are dying at the hands of their partners.
So has she become so involved in wanting to change or improve or whatever the family court system, if she's going to come out with claims like that? What's her sort of motivation for wanting to be involved in this inquiry? Is it kind of to do with this idea that people believe that the system's biased against men?
Uh-huh, definitely, yeah. That's a really good way to put it. That whole conservative view that the system and family courts favour the parent to be the mother. And then Pauline Hanson also seems to believe that the mothers or partners are making false claims of domestic violence in order to, have custody over their children. In saying that, we sort of learnt this yesterday morning that Hanson would be the co-chair to this inquiry, and already, you know, so many anti-violence campaigners have come out, including Rosie Batty, who's a bit of a national treasure. She said that the inquiry is only procrastination on addressing family violence issues. And there's been a whole sort of backlash to this. Pauline Hanson seems to think that the inquiry will be holistic. It'll be 50-50. They'll look into everything, et cetera, et cetera. So who knows what will come from it. And, I mean, the evidence is there and the facts are there, so I just can't really see this inquiry going through and sort of discovering this big, you know, these quote lies from domestic violence survivors, because it's just not true.
In other news, Tanya Day's family are demanding a criminal investigation into alleged police negligence. What's happened there?
Yes. So Tanya Day died on the 22nd of December 2017. Just for a bit of context, she was on the train, asleep, arrested for public drunkenness, left in the cells to sober up. She had a fall that resulted in a traumatic brain injury. No one did any welfare checks, and then she died in custody. And then there has been this investigation into her death last Tuesday, I believe. We saw, you know, Victoria Police, Australian ambulances giving evidence and testimony, and they sent a police officer to kind of speak on the matter and to give evidence, rather, not speak on the matter, to give evidence in court. This police officer had been told 2 days prior to being in court that she would be doing this, even though the family had requested had, you know, this had all been known since like December to the police, essentially. She couldn't really comment on cultural training for police. She couldn't comment on anything. All she was really there was to say sorry. So Tanya Day's family is, you know, demanding a criminal investigation into the police negligence of her death. It's a really tragic thing that this family still have to be fighting this and still demanding apologies and this, that, the other, when they've obviously been going through so much in the past 2 years, but they are a pretty incredible family. I just want to say that. Mm. And still fighting. We know that Aboriginal death in custody is an epidemic. I think maybe that's might not be the best word to use. And I say this because yesterday I learnt that a 29-year-old Aboriginal woman in Western Australia was actually shot by police. On Tuesday night. I haven't learnt much. We don't know much about this. Her name was Joyce Clark. She was at home. Witnesses says that a taser could have been used easily instead. The family are devastated and are calling for an investigation into this death, naturally. And that's all I know about that situation. But, you know, there's been a Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody. I think it was in the late 80s to 87 to 96. They did this Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody. They had gave over 330 recommendations. These recommendations are still valid today, but, you know, very few have been implicated because, as, you know, I've just said, every year, all the time, Aboriginal people still continue to die in custody or at the hands of police.
Has anything like the Black Lives Matter movement in America reached Australia in the sense that, you know, that was to do with police brutality against African Americans? Has anything like that happened in Australia?
I mean, there were protests, not really protests, at the front of the courts during Tanya Day's investigation, but, you know, there were supporters out the front. I was sort of on Twitter yesterday when I was reading things about Joyce Clark with hashtag Black Lives Matter. There's so many amazing Indigenous and what would the word be? Not organisations. Stuart, what's the word for like a protest group?
Is it not just a group? I don't know.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, though.
Yeah. Anyway, let me start that again. There's, you know, so many amazing social justice activists, Indigenous activists, people that are putting in so much work. I know that there's a campaign, can't quite remember what it's called, but it's a fund that people can... Oh, it's called Sisters Inside, and that gives you can give money to them, and they help Aboriginal women who are in jail to be able to reach bail and actually get the money to be able to, you know, get out. But yeah, look, this is something that needs to be addressed, and yeah, it can definitely draw similarities to the US Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you very much, as always, for speaking with me. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks, Stuart. Have a good day.
You too, thanks.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.